serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Hydesville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray saying praise the Lord to all of you out there. The fam, hallelujah. This is another day that the Lord has allowed us to see. It is always a blessing that when we're able to get up and to move and to do, we ought to give God some praise. And as I say every Tuesday at this time, if you have breath in your body, then you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body, amen, you owe God a praise. Amen. It's just a blessing to be alive. Hallelujah. Give him glory, give him praise, because you're alive today. Amen. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough of our church here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. Good morning to you, my spiritual mom. I love you. Good morning to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, as well. Love you as well. And as always, to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray. Good morning to you as well. And we will catch this, if the Lord says the same, on the way to Bible study tonight. So it's just good to be here. Don't take it lightly every time I come before the people of God. Amen. It is a solemn duty, and I thank God, and I take pride in doing it. Amen. And so we just thank God for you, whether you're listening by way of radio or watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, whether you're in your office, your cars, or your home. God is worthy to be praised, and you ought to give him glory and to give him honor. Amen and amen. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord on this past, we're going to go into the word of the Lord today. Amen. And I just want to solicit you, go to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 6 and 7. Then I'm going to skip over to 1 John 5, and I'm going to read 14 through 15. Amen. Again, that is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and then 1 John 5, 14 through 15. Amen. And the scripture says in Philippians chapter 4, verses number 6 and 7. Well, you know, I'm going to go back to 4. I'm going to begin reading at 4 from Philippians chapter 4, and then I'm going to read all the way down to 7. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Skipping over to 1 John 5, beginning at verse number 14, says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us. Come here just one more time again to gather together. But Lord, we know that it is a blessing to be alive. And Lord, you said that let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And we praise you this morning In spite of what we may be going through, in spite of how we feel, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Remember our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Pray, God, you give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Remember our nation as a whole. We're praying, Father, for unity. Well, Lord, we know that in unity there is power. And God, and you said that in your word, Lord, that you write a new commandment. Lord, that this, by men, this, that we have loved one to another. And by this, men will know that we are your disciples. And Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. When we look at the book of Philippians, Philippians is written by the Apostle Paul. Amen. And he is writing to all the Christians at Philippi and to all believers everywhere. It is believed that this is written around AD 61 from Rome. And Paul here, he is in prison. Paul and his companions had began the church at Philippi on his second missionary journey. And you can read about that in Acts chapter 16, verses 11 through 40. This was the first church established on the European continent. Amen. And so Paul apparently wants to encourage the church, wants to impress upon them to keep on going. And sometimes we go through some things in life that can hit us in a place, that can deal us a blow, that we want to quit and give up. Amen. But we've got to learn to give God an anyhow praise. Seems strange a man in prison would be telling a church to rejoice. He himself would need encouragement. But Paul teaches us something that is very important, a very important lesson, that our inner attitudes, amen, do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Let me say this again. Our inner attitude, amen, does not always have to reflect our outward circumstances. See, our outward circumstances, Jesus said, for in this world we're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There is nothing that you can do about, at times, the circumstances you find yourself in. Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's problems on the job. Hallelujah. But you ought to still have joy. Amen. Because Paul understood one important thing. He was full of joy because he knew that no matter what he had, no matter what happened to him, amen, Jesus was with him. Somebody needs to hear this morning. That regardless of your outward circumstances, do not allow it to change your inner attitude. You ought to give God an anyhow praise. It's easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances that we find ourselves facing in life. But we've got to understand that the ultimate joy that we have comes from Christ. It comes from the interdwelling of Jesus Christ in our hearts. Hallelujah. We've got to understand that the Lord is always at hand. In fact, the scripture lets us know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. It doesn't matter whether all hell is breaking loose around us, but we've got to know what's in us. Jesus Christ is our anchor. Amen. And in spite of what we're going through, Jesus is going to give us the strength to get through it. I'm talking to somebody today within the sound of my voice. You are going through something. you are dealing with something. Amen. If you're not going through something, you're about to go through something. Amen. And if you're going through something, amen, amen, give God an anyhow praise. Amen. Because he's going to give you the strength to make it through. He's going to give you the strength to get through it. How do I know it? Isaiah 40, 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said, I'm going to renew your strength. I know there's somebody within the sound of my voice. You're on the verge of fainting. You're on the verge of giving out. You're on the verge of throwing in the towel. But I come to tell somebody today, don't faint. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. God said, at the point that you're about to faint, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up, amen, and I'm going to turn it around. Paul and Silas, they were in jail. Hallelujah. But late in the midnight hour, God came in and he turned it around. They were in prison. Hallelujah. But you know what? They begin to give God an anyhow praise. When they begin to give him an anyhow praise, hallelujah, they begin to sing praises unto God. They begin to pray. Hallelujah. They begin to give him an anyhow praise. Amen. And the inmates that were in the jail, they saw them. They heard them praising God. Somebody ought to hear you still giving God the praise in spite of what you're going through. Maybe it's sickness. Maybe you're dealing with legal matters. Maybe you're dealing with financial situation. Maybe the doctor is only giving you, amen, a few months, few years to live. But you've got to understand, you've got to give him an anyhow praise. Hallelujah. Look what Paul says. He says, glory be to God. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. You've got to know that God is at hand. He says, be careful for nothing. What are you saying, Paul? Paul said, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. There was a song when I was coming up. Amen. When I was in my teenage years. I believe it was in the late 80s. And Bobby McFerrin, I believe that was his name. He says, don't worry, be happy. That's what God wants us to do. Don't worry about anything. Be happy. Hallelujah. Don't let this world get you down. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, it's none of your business to worry about what other folks are thinking about you. Why? Because it don't matter. So many times we get caught up in trying to figure out what people are thinking about us. Worrying about what they're going to say about us. Worrying about this and worrying about... We worry about stuff that we got no business worrying about. Hallelujah. That's what Paul is saying. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Hallelujah. But you know what you do? Instead of worrying, you ought to pray. He says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, don't let the enemy cause you to be depressed and despondent. Amen. Depressed. Hallelujah. But you ought to get on your knees and you ought to begin to pray to God. Amen. To change your situation. Hallelujah. The enemy don't want you to pray. Amen. He wants you to worry. But turn your worries into prayers. Hallelujah. Turn your worries into prayer. Well, can I tell you something? Worry less and pray more. Hallelujah. Can I say that again? I said worry less and pray more. Amen. Because the more you pray, the less you're going to worry. Let me say that just one more time. Hallelujah. The more you pray, the less you're going to worry. Hallelujah. You got to give that thing over to Jesus. Hallelujah. And you ought to quit worrying about it. Hallelujah, somebody. But look what he says. Hallelujah. He says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Can
Can I tell somebody that real peace comes from knowing God is in control? I know it seemed like that all hell has broken loose. I know it seemed that that thing is outside of your control. Amen. It seemed like it's too much for you to bear. But can I tell you, God is still in control. It doesn't matter how out of control it seems like your situation that you are facing seems. But God is still in control. You've got to give him an anyhow praise. Because when Paul and Silas were in jail, they began to praise God. They began to give him glory. And the inmates that were in the prison with them, they saw them praising God. And I know that they might have wondered, what's wrong with them? How can they praise God when they're in prison? How can they praise God when the jail, amen, they're behind bars? But you know what? They didn't have a pity party. Paul and Silas had a praise party. You ought to tell the devil in the midst of your situation, what I'm going to do, Satan, I'm not going to allow you to have the victory. But in fact, what I'm getting ready to do is I'm getting ready to have me a praise break. Hallelujah. You ought to take a praise break in the midst of your situation. Praise God for not what he's, amen, what he's done. Amen. You can praise him for that too. Amen. Praise him for what he's getting ready to do. Amen. Praise him and give him an anyhow praise him. I shall yet praise him. You know what David did when David was in a situation where he didn't understand what was going on? He began to ask himself. It's all right to talk to yourself. Glory be to God. David asked himself a question. Says, why art, O my soul, why art thou cast down? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Glory be to God. You ought to begin to talk to yourself and say, self, why in the world are you worried about this? Amen. I'm going to give him a yet praise. Glory be to God. That's what Paul was saying in the book of Philippians. Glory be to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. See, people ain't going to understand your praise. Glory be to God. They don't understand why you running and shouting. Glory be to God. Because only you will know what God has done for you. Glory be to God. Amen. They looked at Paul and Silas as they were in jail. Glory be to God. But they didn't have a pity party. They just begin to praise God. Hallelujah. And when they begin to praise God, do you know what happens when you begin to praise God? The scripture says he inhabits the praises of his people. When you begin to praise God and give him an anyhow praise, God is going to show up in the midst of your situation. Amen. When they begin to praise God, amen, there was an earthquake that began to shake the jail. And when it shook the jail, glory be to God, the bars flung open. Hallelujah. The bars flew open. Glory be to God, somebody. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. When you go back and you begin to read the scripture of Paul and Silas, two people praise God. Hallelujah. Two people praise God. Amen. Get that in your head. Two people praise God. But when they praise God, those two people, everybody was set free. Hallelujah. If you want every situation in your life to be saved, if you want every situation, amen, for God to show up, amen, and deliver you out of, every person, your family, amen, your children, whatever, whomever it might be, amen, you begin to praise God. Amen. Praise God on their behalf. Amen. Find you a prayer partner. Glory be to God. Amen. Call them up and say, let's just have a praise break. Amen. Because when two people praise God, he said, where two or three are touching and agreeing, said, there will I be in the midst. Amen. God's going to show up. Amen. Two people praise God, but they all got delivered. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Amen, my sister. Amen, Sister Smith. Glory be to God. Praise is one of our weapons. Amen. It's one of the undervalued weapons that we have. But it is one of our greatest weapons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we've got to understand, amen, that God inhabits the praises of our people. Amen. When Joshua delivered the people, when God showed up and they walked into the promised land, when they walked around Jericho, amen, he gave them one instruction. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to march around six times. Amen. But on the seventh time, glory be to God, I want you to shout. Amen. Because God has given you the victory. Amen. Don't wait till the battle's over. Go ahead and praise him now. Amen. You've got to give him an anyhow praise. I know it don't look good. I know you might be not feeling well in your body. Amen. The doctor is giving you an evil report. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you've got to learn to give him an anyhow praise. The enemy wants to shut your mouth. He doesn't want you to give God the glory. He doesn't want you to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Because he knows that there is power in your praise. When you begin to praise God, amen, mysterious things happen. The unexplained, the inexplicable begin to happen. Glory be to God. Amen. People will begin to wonder, how did you get out of that situation? Amen. It's because I praise God. Hallelujah. God has given us the victory. You got to learn to walk in your victory. Amen. When I said a moment ago, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Pray about it. When we go over to 1 John, amen, 5 and 14, and he says, and this is the confidence. Glory be to God. And this is the confidence. You've got to understand that you can petition God and have the confidence. Glory be to God, that he, when you develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, amen, and you know him for yourself, not through your mama, not through your grandmother, not through your friends, but when you develop a relationship with Jesus Christ, amen, this is the confidence that you have in him. Glory be to God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. You've got to understand that God heareth you. Jesus heareth you. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to fool you into believing that you're just praying into the air. But you've got to know that when you have developed a relationship, Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You've got to know in whom you believe. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know whose you are. Amen. And when you know those things, you can have the confidence, amen, that if you ask him anything according to his will, glory be to God, he heareth us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Praise will change what you're looking at. It will shift your focus. I like that. Glory be to God. Amen. You've got to understand. You've got to look at things from a spiritual eyesight. Glory be to God. When you look at things from the natural, amen, it don't look like it's going to work out. But when you see things from the spiritual, amen, and you begin to praise God, because praise will change the atmosphere, it will shift, amen, it will change what you're looking at. Glory be to God, amen. You can speak those things that be not as though they were, amen. You've got to praise it into existence. Glory be to God. And look what John goes on to say, and he says, and if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Glory be to God. If you know that the Lord has heard you, amen, don't wait till the battle's over. Don't wait till the doctor's giving you that good report. Don't wait till it feels like you've been healed. Go ahead and praise him now. Give him an anyhow praise. Glory be to God. Because why? You've got confidence. Amen. The enemy wants you to walk around discouraged, wants you to walk around defeated, feeling like all hope is lost. Amen. But I stopped by to tell you, we don't walk by what we see. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is our hope. Faith is our evidence. Hallelujah. I can't show you. Amen. But I got confidence. Amen. That it's there. Glory be to God. Look at, amen, you can't see the air you breathe, but you're confident that that is there. Amen. Glory be to God. You've got to understand, faith is just like that. You can't see it, but you know it's there. Hallelujah. You've got to, amen, speak those things that be not as though they were. You've got to give him an anyhow praise. Amen. John said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, he didn't say some things. He didn't say, well, you know, but such and such got cancer. No. He said, if we ask anything, hallelujah, that there was no other name greater than the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer can't compare with Jesus. Hallelujah. Just begin to call on the name of Jesus. Just begin to petition him. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Demons fear that name. Spirits feel that. They fear that name. At the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow. Amen. They will confess that he is Lord. Hallelujah. He's the Lord over everything. Amen. Without him was nothing made. Glory be to God. I'm telling somebody today, you ought to give him an anyhow praise. Praise him in the middle of it. Praise him right smack dab in the middle of your situation. And won't you, and I guarantee you, God will show up. Amen. But you can't doubt. Don't allow the enemy to cause doubt, because fear and doubt don't work together. You've got to have faith. You've got to have faith all by itself. Amen. You can't worry. You've got to pray. The enemy wants you to worry, wants you to fear. Amen. But you've got to give God the praise in the middle of it. Paul, going back to Philippians, glory be to God. Our original scripture. Hallelujah. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. I'm going to end it right there. Amen. You got to give him an anyhow praise. Rejoice in the middle of it. Rejoice. Don't allow the enemy to kill your praise. Whatever you go through, whatever you lose, never lose your praise. Hallelujah. Because no matter what, praise will deliver you. Hallelujah. It will deliver you in spite of what you're going through. So give him an anyhow praise. Amen. And so that's all for the moment. Amen. But join me again. Amen. If the Lord say the same on next week, glory be to God. You be blessed. You be lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Until then, may God be the glory. Give God the glory. Amen. And you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing. Always supplies whenever I